God bless you, brother and sister. This is Iggy with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotionals. And today, I want to talk to you about grace in the everyday. Wow. Let's see what the Bible says on Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. The Bible read, God saved you by His grace when you believed. And you can't take credit. You can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. No one of us can boast about it. Wow. Salvation, brother and sister, is a gift from the Lord, not because of the things that you have done, but because it comes from Him Himself. God is so good. And to reflect in this particular topic, brother and sister, I want to share with you. Every day, we are surrounded by the grace of God. It is a beautiful reminder that we don't have to earn His love. It is a freely given, recognizing and sharing this grace can transform our relationship and interaction with others. Brother, sister, friend, it is important that we recognize that His grace has been granted to us, not because we deserve or because we are some type of person that are doing great, but because His love for us is unimaginable. Now, the question that I ask, brother and sister, is the following. How can you extend grace to someone who might not deserve it in your own eyes, you know? How you can extend that grace to somebody that you think they don't deserve it? Or what does it mean for you to live in a way that reflects the grace you have received? Brother and sister, I want to share a couple of steps that will help you to keep practicing this grace in action. The first step is practice forgiveness. Wow! Identify someone you need to forgive and take the step toward reconciliation. Brother and sister, this is important, one of the most powerful practices that you can do. Forgive somebody. Second, show kindness. Perform an act of kindness for a stranger this week or tomorrow or any day that you need or that you find that person around, because there is a lot of need around this world, brother and sister. Step third, share your story. Share with somebody about this particular and important opportunity that we have. And then, four, reflect daily, each evening. Note a moment when you have received or given grace throughout the day. It is important that you understand that every second of life that you have is because the Lord Jesus has granted it. It's because God has granted it to you. Just the fact that you were able to wake up today and be alive, it is more than enough for you to be grateful. God bless you. God love you every second.